Ambassador, in the statement made by the Kenyan government, it quoted an article in East Africa Common Market Protocol that workers of the two countries, two partner states, will be allowed to accept employment within the territory of each other. Does this mean also automatically South Sudanese will be able to get job, that they will not be required to have a work permit and all those things? What does this article mean?
There's nothing automatic in this, to be honest, because, you know, when you talk of visa waivers, it's actually basically this is an announcement made as a policy issue. But technocrats that in two countries will have to sit down and come up with the framework, because the visa itself, you know, it is very common in most countries, like in Europe, for example. Let's, for instance, I was given the same example earlier. If you're an American citizen, for example, flying to any European country, you will not be required to have a visa. The only time you would be required to have extension, maybe if you are to stay in for 3 weeks or let's say for 2 months, you will not be required to have visa within if you are to stay only for 2-3 months. But if you are staying beyond that, there are certain requirements that you need to meet as a person in this case. Either you're working or you fly out and then come back again. These are some things that we will be working on now within the legal framework that Kenya and South Sudan will be working on, so that we capture the basic details and the nitty-gritties of what we are talking about, including the work permits, because if we are to go by that, the work permit now also will have to make sure that at least if that framework captures that part of Kenyan South Sudanese national working in the respective countries, there must be a legal framework governing that. And even the type of work itself, type of job study will be taking up, because you will not expect, and I said this thing in the morning, if we have our medical doctors to be recruited in Kenyan medical facilities, we would expect the same thing also to happen in Kenya. So if they don't do that, we won't be able to do that as well, because we have to go item by item. It will not be just a blanket that you have to come and find job here, and they do the same thing, because job markets is regulated definitely. There are certain jobs that definitely will be kept at some point to nationalities. Okay, you go by, when you talk of jobs, you talk of the rare one, but also you cannot be also talking about the casual manual job that are done in the market, because those ones, if you have a citizen, a East African community citizen has a right to stay in Uganda or in Kenya or South Sudan, like Ugandans are doing now, even without those requirements, you're seeing Ugandans and Kenyans actually doing manual job in Juba. So there's going to be a legal framework for this, so that we categorize the passports, the time, the period of stay, and all this and that. It's not just an automatic and open gate. You come in and you stay as much as you want. That's not what it is. What it is that they have to be regulated. A regulation needs to have a legal framework, which we are expecting. I'm sure the legal department, Kenya, will be working on. We'll be receiving the copy, the initial draft. We'll look at it. We'll send it to our institutions, like in Juba, headquarters, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the legal department, Minister of Justice, and a relevant institution, in this case, like immigration. They will have to have their inputs. So we conclude it, it's sent back. If it is agreed, it's signed. So that when you look for a job and something goes wrong with you, you have to refer to that particular instrument that governs the relationship. That's what it means. It's not just an open-ended thing.
My last question will be, South Sudan is now 10 years old. And as an ambassador and also a representative of our government, how do you assess, how do you rate the relationship between South Sudan and Kenya?
I think, you know, rating as a diplomat, there are always formats how to rate the diplomatic relationship between countries, whether it is bilateral or multilateral. But what I can say is that South Sudan and Kenya enjoys a very cordial relations, because people level, you know, you just walk in the street in Kenya, you see a number of our people that are here. Just take, for example, this is the example I always say, like, take KQ, for example. KQ more or less is just like national career now on daily basis when it comes to flights. You look at banking, Kenyan sector, it's just more or less everybody is using those facilities. The Kenyan Nairobi Hospital, for example, on daily basis receiving our people who seek further medical treatment, medical attention. We have quite a number of our kids going to schools here. For me, as South Sudanese, as an ambassador, I would assume, and I think everybody would agree with me, that at our level, government-to-government level, even this recent development, what we are just talking about now, this thing cannot happen unless, of course, you have that kind of a level of diplomatic relations that is stable, that is good. This country would tend to do this. So 10 years, although it's not a real long time to assess countries' performance and international engagement, because as we are starting from the scratch, we have done good, to be honest, in the region, because Kenya, Uganda, and Ethiopia and the rest, the neighboring countries for us, are very strategic, and our presence have to be there, and our people are here, and we are engaging them well, and we believe our relationship is good. This is what I can say.
This question that we are asking, Egypt is coming in with a scholarship, Morocco comes in with a scholarship, Zimbabwe, they comes and give us a scholarship. Ethiopia, our neighbor, also are giving us a scholarship. Sudan, the same. We are not hearing any scholarship coming from Kenya. Is this something that on the pipeline, or is it part of our bilateral relation with Kenya?
It is part of our conversation with our colleagues in Kenya, but I think also it is good that you happen to be in Kenya. If your kids are here and you have been in Kenya, you know how Kenyan universities are crowded. I think I've been telling even my colleague here who is in charge of education, Otoche, I think sometime we may be expecting too much, because it's one thing to be a refugee when we're at the camp. I think it would be ideal for us to be thinking that, you know, we need like hands out. But I think it also is high time to look inside, in us, think that we can do. This is not to discourage, of course, those who would come voluntarily to give us something. But let us not make it as, something mandatory that somebody have to give us this after where we are as a country. So Kenyans, the universities, I talk to them several times, the universities are full. There are quite a number of Kenyans who are not even getting access. So, you know, when you give a scholarship, of course, there is this kind of political will to project certain things as a symbol of something. But again, as you referred to earlier, that Kenyans, when they come towards South Sudanese, they all think, you know, they have done a lot. And also they benefit as well from us. Being at the refugee at some point, as you said earlier, quite a number of them, they went to school here, they hosted a number of them. They at some point think, you know what, I think to some degree we did our part. So for scholarship part, we are in conversation, but also we have to also be realistic than looking into Kenyan institution and the number of Kenyans, even those who have finished their schools who are in the street, in terms of number of employment opportunities. So this is something that is in conversation. We are not promising that Kenyans are going to give us this, and I think it is much better not to compare that we are getting this from this, why are they not giving us? Because this, it looks as if it becomes now like something that we feel it is a demand. It's not something somebody is giving to us. But I think we should also be able to do certain things on our own, including giving other people a scholarship, because the idea of scholarship actually is to have an influence culturally. We can do that.